Explaining football to the friend who's just there for the nachos? Hard. Tailgating from home like a pro with snacks and drinks everyone will love? An easy win. And with Instacart helping deliver the snack time MVPs to your door, you're ready for the game in as fast as 30 minutes. So you never miss a play or lose your seat on the couch or have to go head-to-head for the last chicken wing. Shop game day faves on Instacart and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three grocery orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Other fees and terms apply.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month. Brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
To Paula, the long snap, and Wright, the punt, and Cowing, the rookie. They're caught. Oh, dropped it at the 10. It's loose. It's live. It's being covered inside. The Vikings, I think, have gotten it. Let's see. Maybe it was still squirming inside.
I think Cowing ended up coming back.
I think he did.
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
All right, that sound courtesy of CBS, and the block punt led to Minnesota's first score. They ended up with a field goal on that one, a 3-0 lead, and it eventually would get to 10-0 after the bomb to Justin Jefferson. And the 49ers get beat 23-17, and a lot of the numbers don't look good. Six sacks given up, two turnovers, a punt blocked.
Almost a muff punt, Steiny.
And they simply
muff one, but
simply,
he got it back.
Yeah, they simply couldn't get the Vikings offense off the field consistently. And interestingly, though, the 49ers won the time of possession battle, if that means anything. But when you go 99 yards and 7 seconds.
Yeah,
you might not win that win the time of possession game, and it turned out not to matter.
Yeah, I do wonder if just about Kyle and his approach. You know, you talked about the record that Jordan Mason set against the Jets in regard to the most carries for one back under Kyle Shanahan. Steiny, I wonder why he went away from feeding the beast, that is J.P. Mason, and why he only got 20 carries. I'm not saying that's why they lost, but you hit me earlier this morning when you said, you know, they got down and inside the 10 and first and goal, and they threw it three times. Like, that's your bell cow. He averaged 5 yards on the ground. So I don't know if he was trying to spell them or what, but I guess it's fair to second guess why we didn't get more Mason.
I mean, the only thing I can think of is, you know, he's a backup running back who carried 28 times on a short week, and maybe Kyle Shanahan didn't want to run him 25, 30 times the following week. Here's Kyle Shanahan on their failure to convert on third downs.
All right.
We didn't convert on third down. When you go two, I think we were 2 of 9 on third down, which usually doesn't lead to touchdowns very much unless you're doing it all in first and second. 1 of 3 on fourth down doesn't help. I think we finished, I think on that last, we were 2 of 4 in the red zone. So it was a challenge today, and we can do better.
Yeah, 2 for 10, actually, from on third down conversions for the San Francisco 49ers.
And what about Kyle coming out being, this year, ultra-aggressive, going for fourth down early, Steiny, letting it hang?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Let's go to Bob's in San Francisco. What's up, Bob? How you doing, man?
Hey, how's it going? Love the show, guys.
Thank you.
Thanks, man.
I got three quick observations. Number one, everybody knows that with the preseason shortened, everybody's, you know, it's going to take week three before everybody can start getting sharp again, right? That's just my perception. Then I think that the other thing was that we got two young players playing safety. So, you know, they obviously just let the guy get behind them. That was a big no-no. I agree with the fact that we didn't use Mason. You guys hit the nail on the head. When you're up that close and you're not running, you're only running once. I mean, come on. We should learn from our mistakes. You know, that's the thing. But I'm not saying that he's not, you know, I mean, Shanahan is the best we got, right? Obviously, he's a great coach. But the fact is, it's just that sometimes maybe he needs an extra guy around him to kind of get him aware of what's going on. Maybe, I'm not sure. I just don't know about that. But anyway, the other observation was that if you look at the Chicago offense last night, right?
Okay.
Every time they ran, that actually hurt their offense because they have no running game.
Mm.
It's opposite for us. That is our offense, is our running game. And then so when you get down to the goal line, why are you throwing three times in a row? You know, that just doesn't make any sense. So anyway, yeah. I appreciate it.
No, I appreciate it, Bob. Yeah. To me, there's two things there.
Overreaction Monday, I get it.
To me, there's two things there. One is I get establishing the run.
Right.
But why wouldn't you want to run it when you finally do get down into that area?
And the
bottom line is they passed 36 times and they ran 25 times. And Jordan Mason ran 20 times for 100 yards. But I think a lot of it, in terms of people who wanted the 49ers to run more, I mean, I don't disagree with you, but when you play the whole game from behind, sometimes that changes your sense of urgency.
Yeah, but Stoney,
especially when it's more than one score.
Yeah, but I'll say this. At halftime, they were down 6 points. It was 13-7. So you talk about, you know, Brian Flores and his success last season against Kyle Shanahan on the offensive side of the ball. Christian McCaffrey, Stoney, was in that game. And Minnesota has success. A lot of times, Evan and I saw this in the green room. He had the game on. You know, they were bringing seven guys. Minnesota was like they were going to bring them. And then a lot dropped off in coverage. And I wonder before the game if somehow there was some PTSD from last year's Monday night game to where Kyle felt like, I'm not going to run or try to establish the run because Isaac Garrido is the only other back outside of Debo with a carry. And Stoney, I think in a crazy way, that helped Minnesota not having to stop Mason because he was getting it when he got it.
JT in San Jose. What's up, JT? How you doing, man?
Hey, good morning, guys.
Morning.
Yeah, I mean, it's a tough watch. I mean, just from my observation, Shanahan, what he does the best, he overthinks things. The game plan should have been simple. Run the ball, establish a run. Let's get these linebackers off the line of scrimmage. When you're putting 7-8 guys in the box, they already know you're going to run. Then when you see Debo out in the flats, where do you think the ball's going to go? You put him in the backfield, where do you think the ball's going to go? The thing is, like, when you had CMC back there, you had to pick your poison. Okay, if he's over here, you got Debo out in the flats, you got who's going to take who? I just didn't see that him spraying the ball like he should. The offensive line was horrible, horrible. We spent all this money for these great players, and that poor kid's running for his life. I don't care how much money you pay him. If he's going to be on his back like this all the time, your money is not invested well. Those guys should have never got the money and didn't. They definitely underperformed.
Well, so far,
to see him in that type of pressure. Yeah, no, I mean, it's hard to watch defensively, too. I feel like these guys came in there and go, hey, it's just Minnesota. Hey, Sam Darnold. I see two coaches that were not prepared. Defensively, that disappoints me. Shanahan, I already know who Shanahan is. We know what he does this to us every game. But with our defensive coordinator, with the type of players you have, you should be effective. And my thing is, those are great players. Those guys are only as good as when you put them in a position to win. You already know their athletic ability. So my thing is coaching. Why are they not prepared? And then you're getting beat by second and third string guys?
Yeah.
Come on. That's wild.
Thanks, JT. Yeah. Appreciate the call.
And Stoney, I'll say this to that point about sourcing, dialing up pressure. What do we know about Sam Darnold? That's his weakness, right? That's why he's been a journeyman. And I felt like the Niners just, you know, let him get comfortable. And they let him get comfortable by not making him make quick decisions or getting rid of the ball. And again, that 97-yarder, forget it got complete. Stoney, I'm like, who the hell do you think you are? You know who's coming at you? You're playing the Niners and you're throwing from your end zone? He had 3.5 seconds, 4 seconds to step up and throw that thing. Like, and it's 1 week. I'm turning into you. What was I saying last Tuesday? Oh, this defense. But it is shocking the way that this game played out. Kyle not feeding the beast and Sorensen not dialing up the pressure when he saw that his guys weren't getting home.
Yeah. See, that's where, I don't know.
Yeah.
I mean, I'll bet you there weren't a lot of running backs that carried 20 or more times yesterday. So it's not like he went totally away from Mason. And the other thing is, as much as Darnold did, I mean, they got to him four times. They sacked him four times.
But not on the third down, Steiny.
Okay.
On the money downs.
Well, they got to get stops. Hmm. They got to get stops. Maybe we overestimated this defense.
Well, they are. No excuses. But what was my concern? No Greenlaw. I don't know what's going on there. Hopefully he'll be back. But more so than that, Steiny, no Hufanga. So maybe that 97-yarder doesn't happen. I don't know. But bottom line is you got to manufacture when your guys aren't getting home. And Bosa had the two sacks. It starts with him. He's the highest-paid defensive player in the league. So if anybody wants to pick up the phone, call in, text, or say they need to see more, I get that. But nobody on that defensive front was disruptive. And I sure as hell didn't think Minnesota, with their new defensive line, Steiny, was going to get six sacks. Like, Trent didn't have a good game. Brindle, nobody up there had a good game, I didn't believe.
I mean,
well, they could say, F you, we ran 400 yards on the ground and averaged 5 yards a pop run block, and the coach didn't dial it up enough.
I mean, Warner played well. Debo Samuel played well.
I
think Mason ran very well.
Those three,
but other than those three, I don't know who played well.
Do you think Kyle coached well? I'm gonna say this wasn't his best game.
I mean, it's so easy to say that after you lose. Sure, he got out coached.
Sorensen, if I want to throw him,
he got out coached. You know, basically, anytime a coach loses, you're going to say he got out coached for the most part. Let's go to Doug in Berkeley. What's up, Doug in Berkeley? How you doing, man?
Good morning, guys. Good morning.
Hey,
I'm doing pretty well. I got the day off.
Nice.
There you go.
I'm doing pretty well. I get to listen to you guys. You know, ordinarily it doesn't happen. So,
oh, good.
Anyway, I got some quick thoughts.
Yep.
Just a few quick thoughts. One, Minnesota outplayed us for sure. But one thing is, give them credit. We look bad partly because we were complacent, I seem. But the other thing is, the other team makes you look bad when they play well. You know, mm-hmm. So I think that, you know, Minnesota gets some credit. I think everybody was off their game. If you think back to last week, we won the game. But really deep down inside, do you think we looked that great last week? I think we looked good, but I don't think we looked that great. And I think people were complacent, you know, our guys a little bit, and that contributed to it. We were only down 20 to 14.
Yep.
We were never down a lot. Our inherent talent is such that even when we are complacent and don't play well, we shouldn't be down a lot. But we were not playing our best game. But we're just so talented that. We're not going to be embarrassed, but we know we can play better.
Yeah.
Fred Warner had it right.
Explaining football to the friend who's just there for the nachos? Hard. Tailgating from home like a pro with snacks and drinks everyone will love? An easy win. And with Instacart helping deliver the snack time MVPs to your door, you're ready for the game in as fast as 30 minutes. So you never miss a play or lose your seat on the couch or have to go head-to-head for the last chicken wing. Shop game day faves on Instacart and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three grocery orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Other fees and terms apply.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet, and the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to Shopify.com/Odyssey Podcast to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/Odyssey Podcast.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hey, there were too many guys saying, oh, my bad, you know, my bad. And they're looking around for somebody else to make a play. I think he was right on when he said that. Final couple thoughts. Thinking back to last season and looking at yesterday, I know Brock had 300 yards. But the offensive line and, you know, Trent and all this kind of stuff supposed to be great, and it wasn't the best game. But if you just think in your mind, he's always got three defensive guys around him when he's letting the ball go. It's rare that he has a clean pocket.
Mm.
If you just stand back from the page and just think about the games, doesn't it seem like more often than not, more often than not, he's pressured. I think that he's arguably better than we think he is. If we could just give him some time. You think Tom Brady was the best. What's your major takeaway when you think about those games back when Tom Brady, somehow Belichick got him an offensive line. He was not mobile. He was rarely pressured. When he got pressured, that's why he lost those two Super Bowls and the Giants got to him. I mean, Brock is pressured all the time.
No, so, you're right about that. And that's the one thing about, you know, you mentioned Brady. I mean, Brady was known for getting rid of it before the rush could get there. And clearly Purdy, Kyle Shanahan needs him to operate with a little more time.
But go ahead.
You're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ FM and HD1 San Francisco. Always live on the free Odyssey app, Twitch, and YouTube, powered by First NorCal Credit Union.
No, I was just going to say, Snotty, I'm not saying the guy's wrong, but from when I watch Niner games, I don't think Purdy's under any more duress than anybody else. And since the inception of him being the starting quarterback, they've went to an NFC Championship game and a Super Bowl seconds away from winning it. Now, yesterday he was under duress. Don't get me wrong, but I mean, you don't win like the Niners do without handling your business up front. And, you know, he's done it with his legs. Every quarterback's under pressure, but yesterday was bigger than that. They got whipped up front on both sides of the ball, and I didn't see that happening. And again, you can say what you want, but I don't look at it like that, Stoney, to where he's running for his life.
Well, I don't look at last year anymore as mattering at all. To me, whatever they did last year, whatever they were successful at, whatever they needed to work on, is what they had to do. This year's team is completely different. They're 1-1,
yeah,
and they haven't done a great job of giving Brock Purdy a lot of time to throw. And Purdy hasn't looked as good as he's looked in the past in the first 2 weeks. Thought he was fine in week one. He was good. Yesterday, didn't play well.
Yeah,
I don't think he played well. I don't think that he I don't necessarily think he was running for his life, but he also wasn't just sitting back there with plenty of time to throw. And, I mean, the numbers aren't terrible, but the reality of the situation is he had one touchdown pass, and I mean, who cares if it's a fumble or an interception?
Right.
It's two turnovers. And it really, to me, wasn't like sometimes if a quarterback's in the pocket and there's a heavy rush and he fumbles, sometimes I don't blame it on the quarterback. But a play like that, I mean, that's two interceptions, plain and simple.
And if you watch the game, which I know you did, Stoney, there were some, again, I'm not nitpicking here, but I'm just telling you what I saw. Minnesota dropped in coverage, and Brock tried to squeeze it in there and got lucky on some throws. You could say, oh, that happens to every quarterback, Goo, but the bottom line, the decision-making and some of the coverages he tried to throw the ball into, he got lucky on a few.
From the 707, fourth and one on the two-yard line with Mason averaging five a carry and not giving him the ball.
Yeah.
I thought the third down where they had...
Even the commentators were saying, here comes Mason.
Well, I'm talking about the one late in the game where it was third down, and they threw the ball to Debo Samuel for minus 8 yards.
Yeah,
I don't know what the hell that was.
That's called TC, Stoddy. Too cute.
Yeah.
Yeah.
A-Bomb in Petaluma. What's up, A-Bomb? How you doing, man?
I'm doing good. Thanks for taking my calls, guys.
So, absolutely.
What was up with Wisnowski? That was the worst onside kick I've ever seen in my life. Like, I have an 8-year-old son who could have done a better onside kick. I mean, they might as well have just handed the ball to the guy. It had no bounce to it. It was like a little spiral right to him.
But the onside kick is dead now in the NFL if you look at the success rate. I hear you, but it's kind of, if you need that, you ain't getting it.
Yeah, no, that's a good point. But I just thought it was pathetic. You're a pro. You got to be practicing that. Give your guys a little bit more of a chance, you know. And the other point was when the block punt happened. Like Wisnowski just like blacked out and just stared at him. Like, what am I going to do now? It's like, touch the guy. What are you doing?
Yeah, that was strange. That was strange. Why they didn't at least tackle the guy after it got blocked?
Yeah.
This is Brock Purdy. We're talking about the fourth and goal early in the game, and some people didn't like that call of not going to Jordan Mason. Here's Brock Purdy talking about that play.
We felt like we, you know, could have scored on that drive, and I love the aggressiveness by Kyle going for it, fourth and two, fourth and one, and they had zero blitz, and you know, one guy just came free, which in our pass protection, that's just how it is, and they got a hand on it, a tip ball, man, at the end. So it was a good defensive play on them, and I was just trying to give JJ a shot. That was where the ball was supposed to go, and against man, and you know, I thought I had it, and ball got tipped.
Oh my gosh, Stoney, I just had a flashback to the Super Bowl when Chris Jones came free and deflected the ball. But Purdy right there makes it sound like that's by design. Somebody's going to break free, but if it's the wrong dude breaking free, he can mess up the play. And that's what Minnesota did. And I don't know if you heard before the game, Brian Flores, the defensive coordinator, said we wanted to play with violence and we wanted to be physical. And I think he hit those two up. They hit that out the park.
Let's go to Peter in Walnut Creek. What's up, Peter? How you doing, man? Hey, Peter. What's going on?
Monday.
Hey.
I was texting my nephew. He's a big Minnesota fan, born and raised in Minnesota, lives in the Twin Cities. So we're going back and forth on text throughout the whole game. And a couple of my comments were, as the game is going on, I say, losing C-Mac is huge. Bummer. We lost the whole dimension. Then I said, oh, the Vikes D came to play. And he says, I can't believe my eyes. They look better than they have in a long time.
Yeah.
And then I said, your O-line and D-line are kicking our butt. And he goes, yeah, they are. And further on down, I make the comment, we're being out-coached. And then it just goes on, and then I'm slowly complimenting the Vikings more and more and getting more and more on the 49ers' butt. And then we just wound up the text conversation where I said, we got beat and out-coached by the better team. So, you know, it's just I just write it off to one of those days. The Niners weren't there, and the Vikings were stoked.
Yep. That's
and they kicked our ass in all facets of the game.
Yeah, well, you know what? It's week two, and I have no problem with that, looking at it as just one of those games.
Mm-hmm.
But now you got to win next week, because if you don't win next week, you're 1-2. But I, you know what? I've heard this a few times today, and I don't disagree with it, and maybe I have a reason for it. And it doesn't feel like yesterday they played with any urgency.
Mm.
And that could be a function of the Super Bowl hangover. And this is a team that's gone to four NFC title games in 5 years. They've gone to two Super Bowls in the last 5 years. They know how hard this is going to be. They know they have a 17-game season. They're just two games into it. And maybe this is going to be a year where the 49ers are going to have to get their backs up against the wall a little bit to kind of shake it off, because it is it's not an easy road for the 49ers to play an entire season like they've played the last four or five seasons when those years didn't end well. It's just a grind, and maybe the first month of the season, month and a half, is just going to be a grind for this team until they get started.
Well, it's about, I don't want to go biblical on you, Stoney, but it's about revelations. Like, you got a question mark at quarterback, and we all assume this guy, Brock Purdy, is going to get a lot of people, $50 to $60 million, and he doesn't look like that in two games. And to say, I'm not saying it's going to be tough, but you just said it in the first block. You know, this is a different team. And what's scaring me about this team and his red zone inefficiency is, how long is McCaffrey going to be out? Because I thought Kittle was enough, and I said it. I thought Debo and Ayuk were enough. I thought Trent Williams was enough. And the emergence of J.P. Mason, so I don't want to sit here and sound like I'm crying in my beer about not having McCaffrey, but the bottom line is, yesterday on the road to an inferior opponent, you got it handed to you.
I don't know if they're inferior.
But did you? I love you.
I know how we felt going in, but that doesn't matter.
Yeah,
doesn't matter
how we feel. And I'm saying we, Stoney, when you come out.
The bottom line is,
I can't just erase yesterday. No,
this is the point. Is the 49ers were not a 12-5 team that came in against a 7-10 team. Last year is over. It's over. They have a different team. The Vikings are different. We're looking at these teams like one's 7-10 and one's 12-5, and both of them have a long way to go to prove that that's exactly what they are. But anybody who watched that game yesterday has to say, well, the Vikings just looked like a better football team. Now, was it a one-week anomaly?
Right.
We'll see. But this is kind of what I mean about, you know, every year you gotta go out and win games and show early in the season that you're going to be a force to be reckoned with. And now their next step is next week against the LA Rams. Download the Odyssey app directly from our QR code on both YouTube and Twitch, brought to you by First NorCal Credit Union. For a low rate, auto loan, apply online or just ask for First NorCal financing at the dealer.
Second down and goal. Mason the back. To the air. Caught. Kittle. Dives. Climbs. Touchdown. Touchdown, San Francisco. George Kittle.
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
That was Purdy to Kittle. That cut the lead to 10-7 in the first half.
10-7.
And the Vikings go on to beat the San Francisco 49ers 23-17. And next week, the 49ers play the LA Rams.
Yeah.
We're 0-2.
Man, they got spanked. A lot of surprises yesterday early on in this young NFL season. But I'll say this about the game yesterday, Stoney. You mentioned the turnover on downs. Is there any bigger display of momentum as you're going in to score when you're at the 3-yard line, don't get it, and then let up a 97-yarder? Like, good God, wake me up. Is there anything worse than that? Because that's what happened. You could kind of taste seven. Oh, we got three. You go for it. You're aggressive. You don't get it. And then, bam, you give up a 97-yarder to the best receiver in football.
Yeah, that's a killer. I mean, the reason you go for it is because you know if you don't get it, they're pinned back there, and you think you have a great defense. And a minute later, you're down 10-0 after they score on a bomb. Those are killers. 888-957-9570 is the number. Let's listen to a little bit of Brock Purdy.
All right. Not his best game.
28 for 36, one touchdown, one pick, and one fumble.
How difficult is it going up against that scheme, especially when you're trying to beat yourselves out of the hole?
Yeah, it's tough. first or second down, you know, aren't positive plays and, you know, just trying to move the ball. And then, you know, you got to rely on third down with, you know, their scheme and obviously their disguises and stuff. It can be tough. And, you know, they just did a good job with making it look like one thing and it was another and different types of blitzes and stuff and or just dropping out. So they did a lot. That's just on us. It's on me to move the ball, be efficient on first and second down and get us in third and manageable and then convert on third down. So it's a game of football. It's four quarters like that. And, you know, we had to learn the hard way.
Brock Purdy talking about the disguised themes, schemes rather, of the Minnesota Vikings. Said they did a great job.
Yeah, to the point that he went up to him after the game and said, crazy scheme. Giving him respect, Stoney, but it's kind of crazy. If you would have told me or any Niner fan out there, hey, you're going to play Sam Darnold and Aaron Rodgers in consecutive weeks, but the L you'll get will be from Darnold, not Rodgers. It's kind of funny because they handled business with A-Rod at home and then just went on the road and didn't look like themselves.
Yeah.
And I'm trying to find out why.
Well.
Or we are.
Maybe they're not as good as you
and
think.
And that you said something profound. Well, I deemed it profound. I don't know if everybody else thought it's funny, but this ain't last year, Goo.
Rick's in San Carlos. Hey, Rick, how you doing, man?
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Going
good to
well.
Hear from you guys. Hey, I just got a couple things here. It felt like the first week, Coach ran as if we had C-Mac coming back the next week. And then week number two, it felt like he ran a little bit more cautious, knowing that J.P. Mason is going to be our running back for the next 4 or 5 weeks. And then secondly, the worst thing out of all this is looking at the Seahawks at the top there. And all those fans starting to talk. All right, I'll hear you on the back end.
Well, I think you made a great point about Jordan Mason, and maybe there is something to that. He ran Mason 28 times, and the caller said that maybe at that point he thought McCaffrey was going to come back the following week, or at least soon. And now that they know they're going to miss McCaffrey for not only yesterday's game, but for the next three, maybe that's something that Kyle Shanahan's got to coach for. That maybe Kyle Shanahan knows something that we don't know, and it's we can't use Mason like that every single week. Maybe that was the first time that we'll see maybe more limited carries. I do know that.
But, Stoney, that cost you the game. You could make a case that you went away from what's working, not load management. And I'm not saying that's what the caller was implying, but What do we know about Kyle? He'll blow past load management or any analytics about if you can go, you're out there. And Mason showed us he's a big, thick dude looking like Marshawn Lynch, sets the record under Kyle Shanahan for 28 carries, and he averages
exactly.
Five.
You're answering your question. Carried 28 times last week. Maybe he knew he can't carry him 28. Can't give him 28 rushes. I mean, the other thing that's just significantly different, as good as Mason is that they don't throw to him out of the backfield. So that's something that the Vikings probably don't even have to account for.
How much is Purdy missing that?
As opposed to Christian McCaffrey, who's going to make 5 or 6 catches out of the backfield each week. Let's go to Waterman. Waterman in Corte Madera. What's up, Waterman?
More afternoon, gentlemen.
Yeah.
Thank you for taking the call.
Sure.
Not gonna overreact.
All right.
Losses are gonna happen in a season. You know, I mean, no offense. I'm expecting 7 losses out of this team this year personally. But watching that game yesterday oddly reminded me of watching the Super Bowl.
Wow.
I feel like I watched the Minnesota defense sit at certain levels of the field and Minnesota's blitzers coming in free. Brock having no time, having to scramble, bad pass, maybe bad decision. If you look at some of those amazing shots of that camera that hangs behind the quarterback to give you a perspective of what he was seeing, when Brock would drop back in the pocket, Minnesota was all over the three receivers out you know, 7 to 10 yards deep. There was no separation anywhere. It was like they sat perfectly. Now, I personally also think Darnold, he knows that tendency from being with the Niners last year. So he probably told those guys, this is where they tend to sit. Look for this. You know, look at film. This is how we used to study defenses. I mean, they even had a big segment before the game about or during the game about how Brock and Sam would and how Sam said he learned how to study better defenses and plays and whatnot. So that there's no doubt that had a factor into it. But I guess what bothered me the most, was where the heck was the rush on Darnold?
There was.
You mean to tell me when Darnold gets the ball and their first time, they're not blitzing the crap out of him to try to just get him to scramble and make a bad decision? Just hammer that guy on the first series. Make him uncomfortable. They let him be comfortable, man. I just, that really, really bothered me. It really, really did. And the last thing I'm going to bring up is, during the game, I just really, really felt like Kyle just can't adjust. Like, he just sticks with his game plan, and there's not really an adjustment. Like, okay, we're not making third downs here. What are we going to change up? And starting the game off with three straight passes, oh, man. I was watching the game with my dad, and I looked at my dad and said, that is not a good start. How do you not hand the ball off once to Mason? Seriously? And so anyway, guys, I'm not going to overreact.
I hear you.
Losses are going to happen in the series, in the season. But I thank you for taking the call.
Thank you, Waterman. Appreciate
it. Stoney, I understand his frustration, and I'll just say this on any level of football. Forget pro, college, high school. I mean, play calling matters, and I guess Kyle must have went into this game thinking we're going to do it with Purdy's arm. We don't got to do it on the ground. But hearing you and others – I would hate to hear Kyle say or admit to why Mason didn't get more carries is the coverages are bare and they kind of don't want to run him in the ground because he was gashing. And outside of Kittle, when you got in again, Mason, you know, I felt like the Vikings were making business decisions, getting out the way. Keep feeding them.
Can we talk about a guy who I want to say was four weeks into last year? Everybody was loving Javon Hargrave.
Man.
Oh, he's great. What a steal from the Eagles. I haven't heard his name in the last year, essentially.
No, man.
How's he playing?
And his specialty was he's not playing well, and I appreciate you calling it out because nobody on that line is playing well, and I'm talking about both. But when Bosa gets paid the way that he did and he looks like he is and he had the season where he was Defensive Player of the Year, you're up there with Reggie White and Strahan's and all the great ones to get after the quarterback. And, Stoney, I'm just not seeing him be disruptive. I feel like he's using the same move to come around the outside, like sometimes just bull rush a dude and knock him back to get to the quarterback, okay? I'm not saying that's why they lost, but Hargrave, when he came over from Philly, Stoney, his specialty was he could get you sacking the quarterback. Maybe run defense wasn't his thing, but he's not even doing that. He's not even getting home, and they got the ball ran down their throat. And to that last caller's point about the Super Bowl, the Niners' offense looked better in the Super Bowl than they did yesterday. Yesterday, they were stymied. So a lot of this is lipstick on a pig when you talk about the 300 yards. But Mason, I ain't taking that from him. He was a bad boy, but just didn't get the totes.
Let's go to Antonio in Oakland. What's up, Antonio? How you doing, man?
Oh, man, you know, that was a horrible game. You know, we got beat on both offensive and defensive lines. You know, Javon Hargrave's looking like our Albert Haynesworth, you know, from many years ago.
Wow.
That big deal, you know, and I don't even like that, man. But, yeah, when you face a great quarterback, you got to play coverage. But when you face somebody who's average or below average, you got to blitz. And we should have blitzed Sam Darnold. I mean, personally, I like Sam Darnold. I want us to keep him as a backup. But, you know, that was just a horrible thing to not get pressure on him. And Justin Jefferson, keep everything in front of you, man. Like, that guy is the best receiver in the league. Make somebody else beat you. Like, what are you doing? That is so silly. And Brandon Ayuk, we need him to wake up. When he wakes up, then our whole offense is going to be, you know, unstoppable. But that's really the elephant in the room right there, man. Like, Ayuk, he's so rusty, and it's obvious. You know, but we're going to be all right. Like I said, I never predicted 17-0. I said 13-4. You guys, a couple weeks ago, I told you guys, so.
You want to change it?
But Antonio, real quick here, you know I don't hate because your family, you called Friday with that energy about this was going to be a walk in the park.
Oh, that wasn't me. That must have been somebody else. I mean, I did expect to win, though, but I'm just saying.
But maybe it was Thursday, baby. I love you.
Thanks, A. Appreciate the call.
Hey, let's put a rat on the table brought to you by Atco Stoudy. Brandon Ayuk caught four or five balls thrown his way. The rat on the table is, did he pick the worst year to hold out because there's no McCaffrey? I'm starting to wonder now if they're – if he's the byproduct, like any receiver would be, of having McCaffrey in this offense, then he can go do his thing and look stellar at it. But with no McCaffrey, partner, I'm starting to wonder, like, they didn't have much separation yesterday. Debo caught his in the middle. Then there were some high throws. Mm-hmm. But I'm wondering about, like, IU.
And now you're wondering about IU.
Well, I didn't know there was going to be no McCaffrey. There would be no McCaffrey. So now it's just like a chain reaction.
Well, then he's not the kind of receiver you thought he was. Ayuk.
Kittle 7 for 76. He balled out.
I mean, they paid Ayuk $30 million, and he might be the team's third option. Behind McCaffrey and behind Debo Samuel.
Well, that would make you the second option now with no McCaffrey. No, 2 of 10 for third down. Like, what's going on? That can't all just be Kyle, right? No. And Purdy, Stoney, the ball coming out his hand. That was a Jimmy type play. You know, that's I remember Jimmy doing stuff like that.
From the 510, texted in a few weeks back when you were talking about who needs to show up most this season. I said Purdy, and my reasons were that he didn't play well against well-coached defenses. This proved my point yet again, because it was the same as last year. That's from the 510.
Now, what if we said the Jets last week?
Jets stink.
And that, they battle with Tennessee.
They stink.
Hey, man.
Yeah, that's what we got to start acknowledging. The teams that stink acknowledge they stink.
Same record as the Niners.
Yeah, that's true. Maybe the Niners. Hey, you know what? Maybe the Niners stink. We don't know they don't yet.
But the 20 carries, I'll never get the answer. I know we got the guys coming up in the crossover, Stoney, but it can't be load managed. Mason was eaten. And you talked about it. I know you're sitting over there looking at me. Three passes in the red zone. Like, that's when you go to your beast mode. And you got something like that. Use it.
Yeah, I mean, yeah. I'll
come at Kyle for that one, Stoney. That was peculiar.
Well, the funny thing is we say only 20 carries, and I'll bet you, like, I'm looking right now, I've seen Josh Jacobs had 32 carries. I know Kamara had 20.
Killed him.
So, I mean, 20 carries in this day and age is actually a fair amount. But did you want to give him the ball more?
Nobody for the Vikings had over 10, but they all averaged over 6 yards. Ty Chandler, 8.2 yards a pop. He was gashing them. Sam Darnold, 6.4. Aaron Jones, that fumble, Stoney, that prevented the game from being a blowout. Let's be real. It was going to be 27-7 with 8 seconds left in the third quarter. And that would have pretty much been that all she wrote. But, again, it was one game. And I got to check myself because I came in here whispering sweet nothings about Kyle. He can do it without McCaffrey, the Niner defense. So I got to check myself and slow down and say, Goo, it's one game. But, man, it was bad.
Pierce Evans on the YouTube chat says six teams had one running back with 20 carries or more. Yeah, I was about halfway through when I had a Shane, the guy from Miami, was playing for Mostert. And
how'd he do?
He had 22 carries. Kamara had 20. Josh Jacobs had 32. 20 for Jordan Mason. And that means if Pierce is right, there were two other guys with 20-plus carries.
And also six backs in week one with over 20 carries.
So that's six backs out of 32.
But Kyle blew past that with 28.
What's your point?
I don't think he cares what's going on anywhere else. The bottom line is, why did he only use Barry Sanders this game?
Maybe because
when the game called for you to continue to run it is all.
Well, did it? They were down the whole game.
No, not early when they had the first and goal and they threw the ball three times.
Right.
Kyle, he must have really left out the locker room or was in the lab thinking, we're going to win this game in the air.
Let's go to Will in the East Bay. What's up, Will? How you doing?
I'm doing well, gentlemen. How are you this morning?
Hey, hey.
Good.
Try to figure it all out.
It's let me fix something. It's Achan for the Dolphins. But he did have 22 carries on Thursday.
Yes. Yes, he did. But let me just say your previous caller really hit it on some bullet points. And you know, you got a long laundry list of things to break down. Obviously, you got a 4-hour program, and you'll probably carry it into tomorrow. But the one thing, you know, and I don't mean to sound redundant here, you know, when everything else fails, the offensive, defensive lines, you know, throwing into double coverages, you know, being rushed. But the one X factor in this whole equation, I mean, the one Swiss Army knife is McCaffrey. This is a guy that operates outside of the basic playbook. And this is a guy that can find the space, you know, when all else fails. Mm. And he is very, I think if there was any indicator, yesterday was the big indicator that game. So not to sound redundant. The other thing I wanted to say is there was a play that basically has gone the way of the dinosaur for the most part. You know where I'm going here. Last time I saw these kind of plays, you know, in abundance was guys like Lynn Swann and John Stallworth calling down these dimes from a guy named Bradshaw, okay? But I'm telling you, that dime that Darnold threw to Jefferson, and it was a dime, you know, it was a beaut. And not only that, you know, with the stop and the cut back the other way and get in there, I mean, I know it's ugly if you're a 49er fan, but boy, you play that over and over and you just go, God, I wish we saw more of that still in the NFL. My last thought was Kansas City had a real hard time yesterday. They didn't play their best ball. Mahomes didn't play his best ball. But when he's in the interview and he sits there and he owns it, he says, I didn't play my best ball, our team, he goes, but the bottom line is, I just want to keep us in a position where we can still win this game. And you think about that, it's, you know, when everything breaks down, it's like, just keep us in the game. You know, maybe we can come through here at the end, but, you know, maybe not. Anyway, like I said, there's a lot to break down. I just wanted to make a, you know, address a couple
of things. Good call.
Appreciate it. I mean, I'll just remind people who love the Sam Darnold throw to Justin Jefferson.
I mean, he let it out there, Stoney.
Yeah. You need a quarterback who can make that throw, and you need a receiver who can get there. And maybe the 49ers don't.
But they just paid the guy four for 120.
He's not that kind of route runner. He's not.
Stoney, it was a go route.
Right. That's not his strength. His strength is more precision.
I got to believe. Why would you invest these resources, $76 million guaranteed?
When's the last time you threw a 50-yard bomb to Ayuk and he got behind the defense?
I give you that. I've been clamoring for it.
Well, he can't do it,
obviously. See, I don't think he can do it.
Okay, so Kyle doesn't call those plays, even though he knows they're available. I think he must know that they can't hit on those plays.
But even if you don't hit, you got to put stress on the defense to keep them honest. And how do you give a guy 4-for-120, 76 guaranteed, and he can't run a go route? I don't look at Ayuk's Debo, I get. He's different. I don't look at Ayuk. Like, I watched that game yesterday. Like, they didn't go deep at all. Why?
Ayuk,
and I'm about to pay my quarterback 50 or 60 mil, too?
I don't believe Ayuk is a deep threat. I get that he led the league in yards per catch, but
can Purdy throw the deep ball?
Can he get open deep? I don't know.
See, and that's what I'm saying. We both don't know, but it's not like we watched it fail, or Brock's arm is going to fall off, or Ayuk's legs are going to come off if he runs a go route. I would just like to see that more to the caller's point, or at least try, because they damn sure didn't do it against the Jets.
Yeah. Well,
man,
I've never, of all the things that I've thought of Ayuk, I've never thought of him as a guy who could get behind a defense like Jefferson did yesterday. I don't think he's that kind of receiver.
What's
I don't think he's got that
for,
kind
then?
Of speed. I don't know. You tell me. Everybody needed him. Now, I know it's early. He's going to be fine probably, but No, I don't consider Ayuk a deep threat. I consider, you know, they throw the ball downfield in 20, 25 yards, but when I think of a bomb, I think of what I saw yesterday.
And
those
are
hard
one.
To pull off.
Yeah.
Idris and Hayward. What's up, Idris? How you doing, man?
Hey, what's going on, fellas? Always great to talk to you. So, you know, everybody's been weighing in, but I'm going to just throw some obvious ones.
All right.
And this, you see this all over the NFL. It's been a lack. This is what happens when you have a lack of reps in preseason.
Mm-hmm.
We had all this stuff going on. And, yeah, we should let – the reason why the Jets got beat so bad is because they were preparing for McCaffrey and found out the second before he's not even going to play. Then you got a Brian Flores-led defense. He's a really good defensive coach, as you can see. And then the whole Christian McCaffrey, we're going to put him on IR. I believe that was one of those where, you know what, these first couple of games are going to be easy. Let's go ahead and put McCaffrey on the IR. We'll cruise. Well, we found out yesterday that teams are like, oh, no, McCaffrey, let's dial in. And so it's going to be a rough. We're going to adjust. It's all good. But this is just when you don't prepare, you find out real quick, and people are starting to smell blood. But like the Warriors, we're going to make the playoffs. What we're going to do when we get there, I don't know. God bless you guys. I love what you do.
All right.
That's all I got.
Thanks, Idris.
Well, the Warriors didn't make the playoffs last year.
Yeah, that hurt me. So. Don Dada saying, Guru asked Steiny, can Brock make that throw? I already did. He said he didn't know because we don't get to see.
Not what they can do. Neither of them can do it. You can't get behind the defense, and Purdy can't throw it apparently because I haven't seen it.
Now I don't believe either of those. But when is Ayuk?
When has Ayuk gotten behind a defense like that and taken it to the house?
Yeah. Huh?
It's not that fast. It's not a burner. Let's go to Keith. Actually, you know what Keith? Stick around. We got to take a break right now, but I will get you right away on the other side. Keith in L.A. 888-957-9570 is the number. 408, Steiny. Being a deep threat doesn't mean just having speed. He's very good in deep passes with contested catches. You're right. That's his strength. His strength is not – he's not a burner, though. He's not. 888-957-9570 is the number. And let's see what's coming up on the game. It's presented by Fremont Bank. The number, 888-957-9570. We're talking about the Niners. They got beat yesterday, 23-17. Was it really that close? I don't think so. I don't think so. I saw a Minnesota team that deserved in every way to win that game. And I saw a Niners team that just didn't do enough to win that game. What do you guys think at 888-957-9570? Once again, what's coming up on the game is presented by Fremont Bank, celebrating 60 years of full-service banking with no compromises.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norse sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.